Here's how this went down as we welcome you back into the 5 o'clock hour of the Burns and Gambo show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, on Sports Illustrated's Twitter account, and it was through their SITV. They did a 14-minute video with Josh Rosen, and it him and his buddies, like, they rented an RV, and they drove up to the Grand Canyon.
Sure.
Right?
And played a little football.
Yeah, the parking lot, and they're looking out over the Grand Canyon, and they're, oh, my God, look at the majesty of it. It's beautiful. My gosh, could I throw a football across the Grand Canyon? You know what? And it's just a 14-minute video about Josh Rosen, and it's about his outspokenness. It's about all sorts of things. There was a minute long or so snippet in which, for the first time really ever, he addresses all the speculation, all of the concerns, all of the, is it going to be Kyler Murray? Is it going to be him? The decision, all that stuff. This is the first time he's been on any kind of record.
And I'm surprised at that. I'm surprised that a week before the draft, good job by SI to get this. I mean, good job, whoever it was to, I mean, and not just like a sit down interview, but like a trip to the Grand Canyon with a bunch of buddies and stuff like that to be a part of that. I thought that was pretty cool because I did not think that we would hear anything from Josh Rosen. There was a couple of takes out of this, which we'll discuss, but I did not think that Josh Rosen would speak on the record about any of this stuff leading up to the draft. I did not think but he did.
And we don't know exactly when this was taped. We're going to guess sometime in the last 2 or 3 weeks, but we don't know for sure. But clearly, and you'll hear it, and there's obviously an awareness of his situation, so you got to think it's somewhat recently. Here's the full cut. Josh Rosen on SITV.
I think the season probably went as poorly as it could possibly go, but within that, had an unbelievable time. I think when people talk about, like, you can't listen to criticism or don't ever read articles, like, you have to be aware of what's going on to a certain extent. So, like, I definitely understand the situation. I mean, it's annoying, but, like, it is what it is. Football is a business, and I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions. Like, we won 3 games, and each one of those wins, to me, it felt like we won the Super Bowl. And, like, that feeling is so intoxicating, and that's why I just want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete. I think, like, the best advice I've ever gotten in life from so many different people is control what you can control, and whatever decisions are made, it's my duty to prove them right if they keep me and prove them wrong if they ship me off.
Okay, I had a new takeaway listening to
it. You got a new take? Okay.
A new takeaway from it, all right? And you won't be able to relate to this because you've never had to interview for a job in your life. What he said in that 50-second soundbite sounded like he was interviewing for a job.
I don't know what it's like.
I know you don't know what it's like. It sounded like he was interviewing for a job. It sounded like the kind of things that he would say.
From the Grand Canyon?
Well, like things he would say to another NFL general manager who's thinking about pulling the trigger on him.
Yep. I want to be with the team.
The season probably went as poorly as it could possibly go. Within that, I had an unbelievable time. I understand the situation. Football is a business, and I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions. We won 3 games. Each one of those wins to me felt like we won the Super Bowl. That feeling is so intoxicating. Whatever decisions are made, it's my duty to prove them wrong if they keep me and prove them right if they keep me and prove them wrong if they ship me off. Now, I'm not trying to make fun of the fact that you've never had an interview for a job before, but when you interview for a job, you kind of have to take negatives, turn them into positives. You have to phrase things in a certain way to show that you've learned from past experiences, that you're ready for new challenges. The part where he says,
I'm going to hire you. If I ever have to interview for a job, I'm going to hire you to teach me how to do it.
That's why I want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete. So, hey, hire me. I want to do this again. Winning is intoxicating. I want to keep winning. And if I can't win here, I want to come there and win for you. It almost sounded like some of the things you would say in a job interview.
My takeaway on it more than anything is that he has no idea what the hell is going to happen. That nobody came to him and said, hey, listen, everything's going to be fine. You're our quarterback. We're going to play this game just to try to trade the picks or just play along. There's no indications during that entire soundbite that you play from Josh Rosen. I mean, he sounds sincere. He has no idea what's going to go on. You know, if it's for another team, amen, he doesn't say the Cardinals. If it's with another team, I understand the decisions. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. This is annoying. He mentioned it's annoying.
That was interesting. Yep.
That's not a guy that's been told that he's going to be the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals next year, and that they're just doing this because they're trying to get as much value for the pick as they can. There's no way, based on those sound bites, that you can come to that conclusion that he knows he's the quarterback next year. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know Jack.
And if
he's just waiting.
And if he doesn't get traded, there's nothing in that sound bite that has burned a bridge. There's nothing.
No, I respect the higher ups.
Yep, there's nothing in that soundbite that has torched a relationship with the Cardinals or their fans at all. Nothing. It's just a little 56-second slice of honesty about how he doesn't know, how he loves to win,
how it's annoying,
how it's a little annoying, you know, what's with what's been going on, but that how he understands the business. That there's nothing in there that would make me think you can't bring him back or that he's damaged goods.
No.
Psychologically, because of everything that's gone down, it's just 56 seconds of a little bit of honesty from Josh Rosen.
The thing you probably wonder about more than anything, there's a lot of veterans in that locker room. They're hearing the same things. Some of those guys probably want them to take Kyler Murray and move on. Some of those guys might not believe in Josh Rosen. And I believe that. I believe there's a lot of guys in that locker room that don't believe in Josh Rosen. I believe there's a lot of those guys that would rather have them take Kyler Murray. If they don't take Kyler Murray and you're the quarterback and, you know, now this isn't voluntary workouts and you walk in, okay, this is over. I'm the guy. You know, I mean, that's going to be an awkward feeling because, you know, there was a lot of speculation you're going to be traded and you've got to be able. Now, it might take a day or two. You got to push that past you and you got to move on and you got to try to lead this team. And he does sound like a guy that, listen, if I'm not here, I got to prove them wrong. That's on me. I got to prove that they made the wrong decision. I don't care how good Kyler Murray is. I got to be better. I got to show them that they made the wrong decision. And he seems motivated by that. And some people are motivated by that. I mean, if somebody gives up on you, you want to prove them wrong. You want to show them up. You want to make sure that they know you made the wrong decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, you absolutely do. And he sounds like he's motivated to do that. He sounds like that's part of... But he also sounds like a guy who it understands... Okay, like he... I agree. He comes across as a guy who's not been told anything, okay? And he's kind of in the dark, just like the rest of us, but he's keeping all of his options open. But at the same time, today was the first day where my lean became, he's gone.
Yeah.
I had no lean one way or another about how this was going to turn out 1 week from today. For the first time today, and I think it's largely because of this video, my lean is now, I don't think he's going to be the quarterback of this team.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean,
because it does seem like he's laying the groundwork for a possible departure with some of the things.
I mean, the main takeaway that I would get with your lean is that simply there was the possibility, we discussed this several times, the possibility that they approached him and they said, listen, you're going to hear a lot of things. It's going to be a lot of noise. Just avoid it. You're our guy. We're going to play this as close to the vest as we can. And we're going to try to get as much as we can for this pick. But you are our quarterback. And I have there's nothing in that soundbite. There's no indication that that happened, which if you want to go with that lean that it's Murray, you could draw that conclusion based on what he said.
Earlier, we had Greg Bedard on the show. Used to write for Sports Illustrated, and now he does his reporting for a Boston sports outlet, the editor of the Boston Sports Journal. You had said earlier that you believe the New England Patriots are one of the teams that are interested in Josh Rosen.
They are.
Okay.
They are one of the teams that are interested.
Bedard wrote a piece yesterday in which he said he pulled five executives around the league and all five told him the same thing, that the Patriots getting Josh Rosen would be so a Bill Belichick thing to do because he's a Bill Belichick type of guy, smart, aware, and that would be a move that would make a lot of AFC teams uncomfortable, frankly, if they went out and got Josh Rosen and maybe put him in a position to groom him to take over one day for Brady. Here's Bedard with us earlier saying people he talked to think Rosen would go very high in this draft.
Talked to some people around the league, and basically, you know, the consensus, I asked them, I said, if he was coming out this year, where would he be viewed in this class? And they said, it's 1A or 1B, depending on what kind of scheme you run with Kyler Murray, that, you know, his throwing ability, you know, his ability to operate from the pocket is, you know, as good as, I think one guy said, you know, he's the, basically the best since in that regard, in terms of just purely throwing the football, the best that he's evaluated since Drew Brees.
So you asked Greg what he thought New England would trade to get him.
I think they would give up 32 for him, I think. I mean, they would try to drive a hard bargain and maybe for a second, and or maybe, you know, they have, I think, two or three thirds, maybe, you know, two of the third. But I think late first, maybe second round pick, maybe second round pick plus a future something else. I think that would be fair. And if you're, you know, if the Cardinals draft Kyler Murray number one, everybody's going to know the deal.
But the other thing to consider too,
he thinks they could give up the first.
Yeah, and Dave, I heard Dave Pasch talking about this yesterday with Bickley and Marotta. And look, if you're another team, if you're Washington, if you're New England, if you're whomever, you're the Chargers, okay? And you have Josh Rosen graded as a better quarterback than the one that you would take in this year's draft at 15 or 28 or 32. And why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you do it?
You would.
That's what I mean. There'd be no reason for you not to say, okay, I was going to spend 28 on Daniel Jones anyway. I like Josh Rosen better than Daniel Jones. So I'll give you 28 for Josh Rosen. Or I'll give you 32 for Josh
Rosen.
Because
I don't have to pay him. You know, I don't have to pay him.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you've got him graded high, and I think if the Cardinals are going to do this, that's what they're counting on, is that there's going to be a team out there in the first round who's going to say, we like Josh Rosen better than what you've got, than what's out there in the draft right now.
I agree with what you said earlier. Like, these conversations better be going on right now. Like, you're a week away. Like, you've got to figure out what you are going to be able to get for Rosen, like, within the next couple of days.
Two videos. One with Josh Rosen, one without Josh Rosen. What does it mean for the Cardinals, and what does it mean for the draft? We're all trying to get to the bottom of it next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
You must learn.
It's the Knowledge Drive.
Let knowledge drop.
The Knowledge Drive. Brought to you by Lifetime Windows. Did you know metal window frames conduct heat right into your home? Visit LifetimeWindowsAZ.com.
Has nothing to do with anything we've been talking about today, and I was actually going to use this as the Knowledge Drop yesterday, but the schedule dropped yesterday, so that was the Knowledge Drop. Did you see this ridiculous, unbelievable stat about Joey Votto from yesterday?
No.
Joey Votto yesterday popped out to the first baseman for the first time in his career.
Are you serious?
6,000
batter.
6,828 plate appearances later, and he popped out to the first baseman for the first time in his career.
That's fascinating.
Got that off of the MLB Stats verified Twitter account. Seriously.
Popped out to the first baseman.
Never. That's crazy.
It's a crazy stat.
And apparently, as the story goes, he was so upset about popping out to the first baseman that after the game was over last night, he was like down in the batting cages getting his hacks in until like midnight.
Because he popped out to the first baseman.
The Athletic beat writer who covers the Reds was like, wait, who's still here? Oh, Votto's still here. Yeah, he was
that angry.
He was angry because he popped out to the first baseman for the first time in his big league life.
Wanted to go inside. Like, why didn't, like, I wonder why that stat's never been brought up before. Like, the watch, will Joey Votto ever pop up to a first baseman?
Maybe it has. And
like,
we're just
nobody noticed it before?
You know who I bet knew that stat? Tom Brenneman. Boy, oh boy. I bet Brenneman knew about that. Gracie.
You would think that the watch would be on. Will Joey Votto ever pop out to a first baseman?
Yeah.
Fellas, this is why baseball is the greatest game.
Thanks, Tim Kirchin. I appreciate that. All right. So, could have made the Knowledge Drop the Cardinals leading the league in propaganda videos, which certainly is a category that I don't know if you want to lead the league in, but they do.
You know, all of a sudden these videos, what are they called? Like these
schedule release videos.
I mean, they were never a thing before, but now it's like, go check out the Atlanta Falcons. They've got a Game of Thrones theme. Go check out the Buffalo Bills. They got a Tinder swipe left, swipe right theme. Go, like, there's themes now.
The Panthers have one based off of old video games from the 80s and 90s.
No Joust, I think, right?
I don't believe they have Joust in there, but they did have Pitfall, and that was awesome.
So, like, it's become this, like, I don't ever remember. This is the first time I've ever been like, oh, okay, I want to go see a bunch of these videos.
Well, we've never had a reason to pay attention to them until now.
No, because everybody's got these digital department now.
Sure,
and it's just like, you know, it's just social media's expanding. It's a way to reach people. And so they have a lot of fun with it, too. I mean, you know, these teams are expanding their people so they can do these.
To the point where I think NFL.com actually ranks the best schedule release videos.
Oh my God, did they really?
I believe they did. I'll look for that link here in a minute and see if I can find it. But back to the Cardinals.
Yes, the propaganda.
Last night about 6 o'clock, just after we got off the air, I mean, and my Twitter feed started blowing up with mentions about this. I know yours did too because we were both tagged in them. The Cardinals released a schedule promotion video through their social media department, and it was beautifully done, well made. It was made like a movie trailer, right?
Yes.
And it was rated R for Redbird fans only or something. I can't remember exactly how it was worded, and it was quickly picked up upon by just about everybody on social media. Wow, you just made a video promoting the 2019 season, and there's not one frame you devoted to Josh Rosen.
Four
in that
players
video.
Right, there's Patrick Peterson, Chandler Jones, Fitzgerald, David Johnson, four players predominantly featured.
Yep,
you know, in that first video, no Josh Rosen. So immediately the speculation. Oh my God, they didn't put Josh Rosen in the video because they're trading. It's like when the Pelicans decided that Anthony Davis wasn't going to play for them anymore, so they still on the team. They decided to take him out of the introductions.
Here's
the game video introductions had no Anthony Davis, but he was still on the roster.
Here's a sampling of what it sounded like across the country today. Here's Mike Florio.
If you can't put Josh Rosen in the collection of key players that you are hyping as you release your schedule, are you not at some level acknowledging, folks, get ready, there may be a different video next week that has Kyler Murray images all over it that we put on the website to get you to come buy tickets for our game?
Not only was there a different video next week, Mike, there was a different video about 4 hours after you said that. Because about 10 o'clock this morning, 10:30 this morning, the Cardinals strategically released a second video. This one featured all of their road opponents in 2019.
And the biggest player highlighted?
Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen.
He was all over.
Oh, totally
including the last
games.
The last frame of the video in which he's standing next to Chandler Jones, and he puts his index finger up to his lips as if to say, shh.
Oh, they're toying with everybody.
Of course
they
are.
They're just having so much fun with this. Maybe at Josh Rosen's expense, because he probably had to deal with like 5,000 messages. Dude, you're not in the video. You must be getting traded. And he probably looked at the video and was like, I'm not in the video. I must be getting traded. And then finally this morning, they put a video and it's got all Josh Rosen in it. I mean, they're just playing games with us. I mean, this is like Archie Bradley with his little tweets. It's closing time. No, you're not the closer. What was the next one after closing
time? Start me up.
Start me up. No, you're not starting. You're a middle reliever. This is the Cardinals, and this stuff goes up the flagpole. I mean, this gets approved by the higher-ups.
Oh, absolutely.
They probably like, here's what we're going to do, man. We're going to release this one, and then we'll wait a little while, and people have some fun with it, and watch people go crazy, watch them and just go nuts, and then we'll release the one that has Josh Rosen all over it.
Sure.
We'll laugh at them, because we're toying with you.
Listen to the Adam Schefter reaction this morning, before the second video came out.
Well, make of that what you will, but there were a number of players featured in that video, and you would think that the team would want to promote the quarterback it drafted in the first round last year. It wasn't there. It's just the latest sign that tells you that sometime by the start of the draft, you would think that Arizona is going to look to move on from Josh Rosen.
Now, you referenced it a second ago. Do these games come at the expense of Josh Rosen? Yeah, a little bit. Is he kind of collateral damage in this? Yeah, a little bit. But the biggest thing about this is that 1 week from right now, as a matter of fact, what, it's 5:23? 1 week from right now, we're going to know Kyler Murray or no.
Yes.
Exactly 1 week from right now, we're going to know Kyler Murray or no. And at that point, nobody is going to give a rip about whether Josh Rosen was or was not in a video and whether Josh Rosen was offended about being in or not being in a video, because then 1 week from now, it ain't going to matter anymore.
No, because those videos
are not going to matter.
Those videos will all stop being watched, and they'll be watched for a few days, but the majority of hits those videos get is in the first 24 hours.
Absolutely.
And then after that, it'll slow down to the point where nobody's looking at those videos anymore. They've all seen them. Anybody that wants to see them has seen them. And they'll get a few hits here and there, maybe a couple hundred, but those videos are gone. Like, okay, they released it. It's out. It's done. You know, it's like a trailer for a movie. I mean, you'll watch it, but once the movie starts, you're not going to watch the trailer for the movies anymore. So when we get there, it'll be fascinating, because we're either moving on from Josh Rosen, or you're moving on from him, or moving on with him. And then we'll know that 1 week from today.
Yeah,
And you've got the speculation. You think that they're going to move on from him. You think they're going to go Murray? Based on the Sports Illustrated video today, you think they're going to go Murray?
That's my lean. Mm-hmm. That for the first time throughout this whole process, I finally have a lean, and my lean is Kyler Murray. There's just something about the tone that Josh Rosen struck in his Sports Illustrated video that made me feel like that's what they're going to do, and he kind of senses that that's what they're going to do. And I'm going to say this again. Rosen in his video was saying the kind of things you would say in a job interview with your next employer. It had that feel to it. It had that vibe to it. Like, I'm going to take a negative and make it a positive. I'm going to talk about how I'm going to do great things for you and how I want to win, and I want to win for a team. Maybe it can be your team. It was almost like he was...
There's only one bit of drama that can continue past the NFL draft. You know what that is?
If they keep both.
Yep. If they draft Murray and don't trade Rosen on draft day. Now this continues.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
Because you just want it to be over.
Yeah, I know.
You want conclusion. You want clarity. I want to know.
Yep.
Where, you know, and I'm sure Rosen wants to know. Like, that's the worst scenario for Rosen. Like, you know, either trade me or don't trade me. Like, okay, you drafted Kyler Murray. I know I'm not going to play. He's playing. Where am I going? You going to wait? Just going to wait this out?
And I got to imagine, in that regard, the dream scenario for Rosen has got to be Washington, right?
To play right away.
Because that's the path to play.
Sure.
That's the path to play.
Yes. You might be able to beat out Case Keenum.
Yep. Everywhere else, everybody else, you're sitting behind a potential Hall of Famer. Washington, you're not sitting behind a Hall of Famer. You've got the path to play right away if you want. I got to think, if there's somewhere he wants to go, that's where he wants to go.
We're assuming Alex Smith's career is over. We don't know that. We don't know that. We just know he's not playing next year.
Yeah. It's the decision that would leave a lot of Cardinal fans wanting more. But the biggest bore of the NFL draft could also be the best player of the NFL draft. We'll talk about that coming up on the Burns and Gambo Show.
This would be for the fans.
Yeah. If Gambo gets his wish.
Don't be angry.
When Nick Bosa is selected by the Cardinals, number one overall, this will be the song that will be played. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, yes?
I'm sure there's a lot of married men out here that feel the same way. No, I'm sure there are a lot of married men. A lot of married women out there, too, probably feel the same way.
If you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with.
Right.
Are you claiming this is a theme of married people?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of married people out there, men and women, who probably feel this way.
If you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with.
Right? Don't look for validation from me, pal. I'm a happily married guy. I can be with the one I love, and I am loving the one I wish. She's the same person.
Oh, it's not Stacey?
No, it's not Stacey. It's the same person for me. So you're off in your own little world when it comes to
if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. I got the right one. I'm good.
And this being like a symbol for married people. That's your world, man.
No, my world's good.
Look, you're backtracking now.
I'm totally like,
you're the one who brought it up.
I am with the one I love.
You're the one who brought it up.
I think he did say some people.
It's not some people.
Was talking necessarily. I'm good.
I can't do any better than what I had. I know that.
All right.
I shouldn't even have this.
All right.
I hit the damn jackpot. I'm good. But I'm just saying, there's some people out there like, yeah.
So why is this the Nick Bosa theme song?
Because from a fan perspective, you're going to be bored as hell if the number one pick in the draft is Nick Bosa. And with the first selection in the NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals take Nick Bosa, defensive end, Ohio State. What? I wanted Kyler Murray. Now, I think there's a lot of fans that will understand that that's a good pick, and they got themselves a stud player, and this kid's going to be great. But it's not the sexy pick. It's not the thing that's going to get everybody talking at the water. They got Nick Bosa. He's a pass rusher. He's had a groin injury, an ACL injury.
Didn't play much of last year. His brother's a star with the LA Chargers.
It's not the electrifying Kyler Murray from Oklahoma. It's not trade for 7 draft picks and raid the Oakland Raiders or somebody else of all these. It doesn't mean a Josh Rosen trade where you get another pick. It's It's the boring way to go. It's Josh Rosen's your quarterback. You got Nick Bosa as a pass rusher, and now you wait to see what you do with the second round.
But it might also be, when it's all said and done, the best thing for you to do for your football team. And I do think that while, and I agree, it's boring. It's, there's no other way. It would be boring. And for all the hype, all the buildup, all the talk, all the possibilities, it would be boring if they took Bosa, but I don't think Cardinal fans would be disappointed. They might be bored, but I don't think they'd be disappointed knowing that you just got the elite player at the second most important position that you can have on your football team, and that's a pass rusher.
Right.
And so you can be bored with it. You can go, oh, man, I was kind of hoping for something exciting tonight. I was hoping for Kyler Murray and a Rosen trade or a trade of number one and getting a whole bunch of picks and making a whole bunch of picks in the first round. Okay, you can be disappointed by that, but you could make an argument, a really good argument, that the best football move to make is to just stay where you're at, take the best player available, and the best player available is Nick Bosa. And oh, by the way, you'd also be royally screwing your division rivals, the San Francisco 49ers.
Who want him desperately.
In the process.
Sure.
That'd be kind of cool, too.
Yeah. Listen, there's a great article about Nick Bosa on Sports Illustrated. Comes from a football family. Guy's an alpha male. He's a hell of a football player. This is, like, that's not a, you shouldn't be disappointed if they take Nick Bosa, right? I mean, you shouldn't be. Like, if okay, let's just put it, say Josh Rosen had a better year last year, okay, and Kyler Murray was going to play baseball. Or just say Kyler Murray was going to play baseball. Just Kyler Murray's with the Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coming out. Doesn't everybody want the Cardinals to take Nick Bosa?
I think, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. I think there's a healthy debate right now going on between Nick Bosa and Quinnen Williams, but I think it's 75% Nick Bosa and 25%
Quinnen Williams. But that's it. Like, there is no other argument.
Nope.
It's, are they taking Bosa or Williams?
Yep.
An interior guy or an outside guy? What are they taking?
That'd be the only conversation to have.
Kyler Murray's with the A's. He's playing baseball. You're not. Rosen's your guy. It doesn't matter who else is in this draft. Rosen's your guy. Doesn't matter what type of year he had. He's your guy. The only debate that you have is you take Quinnen Williams, the interior guy, or do you take Bosa, the pass rusher? Which way do you go?
And we'd be debating Quinnen Williams and how he was kind of a one-year wonder, and we'd be debating Nick Bosa and his injury history and how much of that concerns you. These are the conversations
but that
we would have been having for weeks.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I don't know if it would be boring. It would just be, you know, you'd be adding a hell of a defensive player to your roster. You'd be excited about Nick Bosa coming. So, like, you got the first pick in the draft. You're getting the best defensive player in the draft. That's awesome.
Sure. It would be awesome. I'll go one step further. I think if Josh Rosen had even had a Sam Darnold-like season last year, where Darnold was not very good at all through the first, 13 weeks of the season, and then kind of got it, the light went on the last four games or so, if Rosen had had that kind of a season for the Cardinals last year, I don't even know if we're talking about Murray that much for the Cardinals at this point. I think we're all very content to stick with Josh Rosen because he showed signs and promise towards the end of last season, had that actually happened, and we're still having the Bosa, Quinnen Williams debate. But because Rosen basically showed you nothing last year, and we can debate whether it was his fault or not, now we are having this debate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Murray or no Murray. I mean, I think even if Murray made the same decision he did make, if Josh Rosen showed you something, I think most people would be fine with keeping Josh Rosen as quarterback.
90%+ of the mock drafts would have them taking Nick Bosa.
Yep.
I mean, Kiper McShay mock draft thing today, the dueling mock draft.
Yep.
Nick Bosa would be the number one pick. And on all of the mock drafts, it'd be 90% Nick Bosa. It would be.
Now,
if Kyler Murray had just went to baseball.
Now, I will say this. Because of Kyler Murray and the Cardinals and Kingsbury and the speculation, and I was thinking about this driving in, if the goal of the NFL was to create drama going into the first round of the NFL draft, oh, brother, have they done that, right?
I don't know that there's a conspiracy theory about creating the drama.
No. I wasn't suggesting, I didn't say that. I wasn't suggesting that there was a conspiracy, but it has happened. Right?
It has happened.
Whether it was a conspiracy or not, whether forces were conspiring for it or not, there's no question that if as long as nobody leaks the decision between now and this time 1 week from now, ABC, ESPN, the NFL will have all achieved exactly what their network partners will have achieved exactly what they wanted, and that is complete, total mystery and drama surrounding what the Cardinals are going to do at number one. Because everyone's talking about it, man. Everybody. You tune on.
You even got guys talking about how if Kyler Murray's not drafted by the Cardinals, he's going to fall out of the first round altogether.
William McGinnis said that on the NFL Network. Right. He wrote that on NFL.com.
Who's the other guy yesterday?
Aaron Taylor.
Two former players.
So I got two guys telling me that Kyler Murray's going to fall out of the first round. Get out of here with that nonsense. That's not going to happen.
No, no way.
But the speculation, NFL Network, ESPN, man, every time I turn it on, I'm seeing Kyler Murray highlights, Josh Rosen highlights.
But think about how unique this situation is. You've got two NFL analysts, guys that played the game. There's never before been a player that could either go number one or not go in the first round. I mean, it's impossible. But there's literally two NFL analysts that get paid for their opinion saying that if Kyler Murray's not drafted, he could fall out of the first round. Like, what? Like, this is how mesmerizing this kid is. There's never been a player ever where he'll be the first pick in the draft or he won't get picked at all by anybody. That doesn't happen. That's never happened.
No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, Nick Bosa is either going to get picked by the Cardinals or he's going to fall into the second round.
I got a surprise for you.
What?
I got another name and another voice who says the same thing.
Oh, God.
Jordan?
I think if Kyler Murray isn't picked Arizona Cardinals at one, I think that he may. I mean, I even thought last night, and maybe I was crazy, but it could be first pick in the second round, Kyler Murray to the Arizona Cardinals.
The Cardinals could not only use.
I just think by the things that I've heard, and I'm not saying that this. Kyler Murray's an excellent football player. When Oklahoma was playing, I was watching Kyler Murray play. He's outstanding. I just don't know if he fits as well right away, right into a team better than the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know if there's. Maybe if he dropped to 10, 15, some team like the Miami Dolphins would say, is Kyler Murray still there? Why is he still there? They'll go up and grab him or find a way to get him. But I think it's a very likely scenario that Kyler Murray can drop significantly if the Arizona Cardinals don't take
him.
Who the hell is that?
David Carr, the brother of Derek.
Oh, God.
Carr.
How many concussions did he have? Seriously, how many concussions did that guy have? He just had another one. The guy just had another concussion.
He was hit a lot in Houston.
He was hit a lot. He got sacked like 75 times in that 1 year. I mean, he shouldn't be an analyst. Put him in a dark room for a week. No TV, no cell phones. He's losing his marbles. The three NFL analysts now think that Kyler Murray could fall out of the entire first round and nobody will take him. Do you know how absurd that is?
Important point on that. All three of them are former players. To your point about Aaron Taylor the other day, is this old man way of thinking in the NFL?
I think this is kind of grandpa way of thinking about the NFL. Oh, there's no way any other team in the NFL could make it work with Kyler Murray unless a guy like Cliff Kingsbury is their coach. That is old man football take. I really believe that.
I want to literally send a message to these guys. Do you want to make a wager? That if they don't, just a bet. If the Cardinals don't, they'll get picked somewhere in the first round. That'd be easy money.
Just give it a shot.
Like, that's like.
See if they respond.
Come on.
More than even a winning record. That doesn't matter as much. The NFL schedule makers have sent a message. If you want to be on primetime TV, you better do this. We'll tell you what this is next on the Burns and Gambo Show. Once again, want to remind you, tomorrow the Burns and Gambo Show will be on the road. A bottle engraving remote at Albertsons.
So popular.
Albertsons at Desert Ridge.
The DR, Desert Ridge.
We're going to be on site with Woodford.
Do they call it that, the DR?
Let's call it Desert Ridge so we don't confuse anybody. Albertsons at Desert Ridge tomorrow will be on site with Woodford Reserve. Complimentary bottle engraving with a purchase of Woodford Reserve.
Nice looking bottle, by the way.
The official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby, it is, and it's a very good bourbon as well. For complete details, plus a special discount from Lyft for a safe ride, text Derby, D-E-R-B-Y, to 62620. But we would love to see you out there tomorrow from 2 until 6. Buy a bottle. Buy as many bottles as you want. Get them all engraved for free when you purchase the bottles. Again, that's at Albertsons, Desert Ridge, tomorrow. We will be there from 2 until 6. If you want to be on primetime TV, Paul Kaharsky, who's a longtime NFL writer, made this note on Twitter. And what he did was he looked at the top offenses from a year ago, basically. And if you were a bottom passing offense in the NFL, you were lucky to get a primetime game. Cardinals, dead last in passing offense, one primetime game. Buffalo Bills, second to last in passing offense, no primetime games. The Dolphins were in the bottom of the league passing offense, one primetime game. Tennessee Titans, who had 9 wins last year, all right, were bottom 4 passing offense, one primetime game.
Yeah, they want free tacos. They want runs. They want offense. They don't want 16-10 football games, 17-13 football games. They want excitement. They want action. They want offense. So the bottom 4 teams not getting a total of 3 primetime games is says everything you need to know. Now, some of those teams can change. I mean, teams change by year. I don't think those 4 teams are going to be in the bottom again. You know, I don't think they'll all be in the bottom. It is interesting how many games the Cleveland Browns got. Like, they did add Odell Beckham Jr., and they've got Jarvis Landry and Baker Mayfield's second year, and it's just a lot of hype and good feeling about the Browns and what they've done. They've got, 4 primetime games?
Yeah.
So they've got 4. But the bottom 4 teams in passing, you're not throwing a ball, there's not a lot of great action, you're not getting on primetime TV.
10 teams were scheduled for 5 primetime appearances, and they're all exactly what you would expect.
All right, well, let's go through the mindset with these teams, okay?
Packers
have a high-ranked offense with Aaron Rodgers.
Bears.
Defensive team. Defensive team, great defensive team.
But big market, big fan base.
Big market, big fan base.
A lot of people like the Bears.
Defensive team.
Steelers.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger, no Le'Veon Bell, no Antonio Brown, but should still be an exciting offensive team.
Patriots?
Yeah, it makes all the sense of the world, defending champs, then Tom Brady, sure.
Cowboys?
Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, yeah.
They're the Cowboys.
Yeah, they're the Cowboys.
Not so much from an offensive standpoint, but just because they're the Cowboys. The Chiefs?
Mahomes.
Of course. The Rams?
Goff, Gurley, sure.
Vikings?
You know, it's a more of a defensive oriented team with that coach. I mean, it is. How many games did they get? 5 or more?
These are the 10 teams with 5 primetime appearances.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting because, the Vikings, to me, I don't look at the Vikings as this offensive juggernaut. They got some talent on offense, but I always look at them more as a defensive team.
The Eagles?
With a full year of Carson Wentz. I think a lot of people think they could be an exciting offense.
Seattle Seahawks.
Hey. You know, not a lot of offensive weapons, but Russell Wilson did throw 35 touchdown passes last year.
Right.
35 touchdown passes by Russell Wilson.
Plus, being the highest paid player now in the NFL, there's going to be a gravitation to him, right? I mean, there's going to be a curiosity to see how he does, and they think they'll be better offensively, but they did. It was one.
Just see if you can get him to do that voice when he goes on.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey.
Just lying here in bed with my beautiful wife.
Seattle on Monday night.
Hi, Seattle. Yeah, it's if you don't know what we're talking about.
We got it together, didn't we?
If you don't know what we're talking about. After Russell Wilson, you're like, what the hell are they talking about? After Russell Wilson got that contract extension the other night, he tweeted out a video, like a 17-second video of him and Sierra in bed. And they weren't, they were just laying in bed. They weren't doing anything wrong or anything. But
you did not send out a video of you and your wife in bed.
No. I could have told
Jordan,
you.
Jordan, have you done that yet? No, I have not sent
out.
I have not sent out a video of me and my wife in bed.
And so it was like a conversation. That, hey, Seattle, happy to be back. Glad to be here.
And then
she says, go Hawks. Hi, Seattle. And his voice was so deep in the video.
Rich.
He did. It was kind of Barry White-like.
Nobody but you.
That's why they got 5 primetime games. The soothing voice of Russell Wilson. Hey, baby, how you doing?
We definitely got our thing going.
Did you see they got spoofed by 2 of their teammates? 2 of the Seahawks teammates.
Oh, my God, no.
They did like a spoof video.
Oh, that's too funny.
Where I don't remember who the 2 players were, but one player was sitting there, and he was doing the Russell Wilson line, and
the other one
there's somebody next to him, right? But he's got a blanket over his head.
Tyler Lockett and DJ Fluker.
God, that is too funny.
And so
I have to see that.
So DJ
I have
Fluker
to see
like rips off the blanket and says, go
Oh my God, that is so funny! Oh my goodness!
It was really funny.
The 2 dudes are in bed together. One guy's got the blanket over him, and it pulls up and goes, "Go Hawks!" That is so funny.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my God, he opened himself up for that.
Oh, sure.
He totally opened himself up for that.
Totally, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Time for there it is. So watch, okay, watch your video screen. So hey Seattle, how you doing? And then they rip the blanket off. Go Hawks!
It would have been better if they were just laying down.
Oh, that's so funny. It's time for the Coors Light What's On Tonight. The games that we're going to watch brought to you by Coors Light. Cold lagered, cold filtered, Blue Mountain. NBA playoffs tonight is what we will watch this evening. Three games on tap, including the one going on right now. Philly beating Brooklyn 40-38. No Joel Embiid. He's not playing in that game.
Ooh.
Denver is at San Antonio tonight. Golden State is at the Clippers tonight. Those are the three games that
we'll watch that Golden State Clipper game. It's got a little drama with it right there.
Margin of victory. Give me a number.
For Golden State?
Well, for whoever you think wins the game.
Oh, God, I don't know. Golden State by 6.
Oh,
close game.
I think it's going to be Golden State by a lot. I think Golden State's going to bring the hammer down on the Clippers after what happened the other night. I got Golden State by 18 or 19 tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. Luke Lipinski is next with a full edition of the Rundown. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Have a good night, everyone.